On Thursday morning, Kyle Clark and her family had breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton in Atlanta's Buckhead neighborhood. Clark said they were at the hotel because their Chastain Park home lost power around 8 a.m. Wednesday.
I thought, okay, I'm prepared for this. I had purchased flashlights, I had plenty of candles, I had water stocked up, I had non-perishable food. But when you wake up and there's no power, you're not mentally prepared.
Clark, whose husband works at the Weather Channel, said while she was physically prepared, the reality of sticking out the storm without power was daunting.
When you walk around your house and it's just dark and you've got your kids coming downstairs and they're a little freaked out and you know it's going to get cold, you kind of have to think, okay, are we going to stay here and stick it out or are we going to do something about it?
Clark said she called a few hotels, but most were booked solid. About 2.5 hours later, she and her sons Nicholas and Reed checked into the Ritz. General Manager Erwin Schinnerl says the hotel is prepared to take in local residents during a storm.
We opened our doors, particularly families looking for a place to stay should there be power outages or them anticipating having challenges in their own homes. We are here for them to take care of their needs, and some of them bring not just their family but also their family pet.
General says the hotel is on a stable power grid, but they have backup generators just in case. As for Clark, her power has been restored. She and her boys checked out Thursday morning. Her fourth grade son, Nicholas, said he didn't mind having a few days off.
I was excited to be out of school because, it's school.
It looks like his excitement will last a little longer. The Atlanta Public Schools are out until Tuesday. Today's closure is weather-related. Monday is President's Day. Martha Dalton, WABE News.